setting the pace on the pursuit of happiness. This is The Ken Coleman Show, where you discover what you were born to do and how to make it happen. Now, helping you get unstuck and on the path to your dream job, America's career coach, Ken Coleman.
Coming to you live from Ramsey Studios in Nashville. You're joining a conversation about who you are, what you were created to do, where you want to do it, and how you can get there. It's all about you because you were created to fill a unique role. That means you are needed and it means you must do it. Somebody out there needs you to be you. So what we're talking about here is getting you the clarity you need so you can begin to, maybe for the first time in your life, envision a dream job, work that matters deeply to you. That's clarity. Then we got to figure out, what do we need to learn to do to get qualified? While we're getting qualified, we need to get connected. As we're getting qualified and connected, then the opportunities are going to present themselves. You're ready to step into the opportunity. And that's when you get started. Started in a new career, new job, new company, or starting your own business. All right, let's get to your calls. 844-747-2577. We start off with Karen, who's on the line in Orem, Utah. Karen, you're on the Ken Coleman Show.
Hi, Mr. Coleman. Thank you so much for taking my call.
I'm happy to. How can I help?
My question is, how do I get ahead in my career and my finances? I'm having a really hard time. I have some health challenges, and it makes it really difficult to get into the kind of jobs that I'm interested in.
Mm-hmm. Well, what are those specific health challenges, and how are they preventing you from getting into work you want?
I have severe mental illness. It affects me on a day-to-day basis, and from an employment standpoint, it usually just looks like me taking more sick days than usual and being kind of not always on time, just having kind of a fluctuating schedule, I guess.
Okay. And I don't want to pry too much, but what are the symptoms that are causing you to miss work and that others are saying, well, it seems like she's sick all the time, and it also causes you to be late? You don't have to tell me the illness, but just what are the symptoms and the challenges?
It looks a lot like just having like delusional thoughts and trying to get my head screwed on straight.
Okay.
It doesn't manifest itself when I'm actually on the job. Like, you'd never know, but some days I just can't get out of bed.
Okay, so this sounds a lot like depression as well.
It doesn't have an official diagnosis. Very severe depression is involved. And
Are you seeing someone?
I have talked to people, but it's genetic, and so it's not likely something that I'm going to heal from. Medication also doesn't help.
So that was my next question. So medication hasn't shown the ability to treat it, at least.
Correct. No, it hasn't been helpful at all.
Okay.
I'm very good at coping with it and managing it.
Okay. All right. Let's move on here and see if we can overcome this, because I think it's possible. I really do, and I want to give you some hope. Let's give some practicality to my hope. If this didn't exist, if these challenges with your mental illness didn't exist, what would be the work that you would want me to just snap my fingers and give to you? What would you be doing?
I love art, and I'm a very good artist. I would love to be an illustrator.
An illustrator. Give me a little bit more on that, because I hear what you're saying. I don't know that industry very well. What would an illustrator be doing, and where would you be doing it?
I've had kind of a hard time pinning that down for myself. Work that I've really enjoyed in the past is working with clients, a lot of times homeowners, small businesses, and doing paintings and artwork that they are passionate about, that they specifically want to commission.
Oh, okay. Okay. Now, is this beyond art? Is this like, hey, I want a special paint treatment on my living room? Or is it that kind of, give me an idea of what you've done before.
Yeah. Not decorating in any.
Okay. So more just pure art.
Category.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
But when you said illustrating, that's different than doing a painting. What is illustrating?
Illustrating usually deals with the publishing industry, which can be very competitive and difficult to get into, which is why I haven't researched it, knowing my limitations.
Right.
but I would love to just, paint a book or something, or, just anything that produces artwork.
Have you tried your hand at graphic design?
I have. I'm not very good at it. I've been doing that the past year, and I'm just barely scraping by doing it.
Okay. Okay, so here's where we stand. Because of the mental illness and because everything you've shared with me, you're going to have to be in a situation where you create your own business and you create you get your own clientele so that you have the flexibility, at least to some degree. You're not having to answer to somebody on this. And when you have a really bad day, you make up for it when you have a good day, assuming that you can do that. The other option is you work for friends or family who have the complete full picture of what's going on with you. And so there's no need for all the explanations. It doesn't cause suspicion. You know, I think you're going to have to go that route just to get your feet on solid ground financially. And then I want to see you try to launch into your own, some type of art. I mean, you're going to have to start scouring and tons of research. I think you know what you want to do, but you might have to do some things you don't want to do just to get, again, stable financially so that you can launch this side business and eventually step into that full time. Are you following what I'm saying?
I am. I do have a question about that.
Go ahead.
What does that look like, doing things that I don't want to do to be stable enough to do what I want to do?
That means as close to a full-time job as possible. It may not be in your sweet spot. You understand what I'm saying? I was selling sponsorships to live events. That was my that was my business as I started into broadcasting. Broadcasting was something I was doing on the side, knowing it was going to take a long time to get there. Okay. So my point is, you do have more talents than just drawing. You really do. And you do have value. So you need a stable job. And I would start thinking about your close personal relationships, plus your acquaintances, people that you have at least a decent relationship with. You may not be best of friends, but you know them from this social interaction, or you know them from over here, or they're a good friend of your mom or dad's. Whatever. You have to get very, very serious about, I am doing this to ultimately give me the future that I can control, and it's going to allow me to manage my illness and still live a very fulfilled life. So in the meantime, Karen, you need somebody who totally understands your situation and says, hey, I'm on board. I'm going to be there for you. When you got to call in sick, I understand. You know, you're going to try to find work that you can do, even if it takes 3 hours to get out of bed, but you get out of bed. You know, I understand what you're dealing with can be debilitating. I've not experienced it, but I at least understand that it's a real thing, okay? So I'm not minimizing it in any way, but you still can add value. And so on the good days, you're killing it. On the bad days, you're doing the best you can. But that the people that are employing you, they understand, and they say, we understand that, Karen, and we care enough about you and want to help you reach your dreams, and we're willing to walk alongside of you and deal with all the stuff that comes with it. That's what needs to happen. And so that gets you stable financially. No pressure. You do the best you can. They're on board. You kill it for them. You do a great job. Then you're all the while you're stable and doing something that's at least taking care of you. You're researching. And when you're taking a break from researching, you go ahead and research some more. And you can find ways to take that talent that you have exhibited, whether it be illustration, something, you can find other ways to manifest that and find a niche. And find ways to do it. Maybe it's online. Again, somebody with your talent ability, I think you can find opportunities to do that long distance on a contract. And as long as you get the work done and do a great job, they don't really care about the hours. And if you can get going there and then eventually turn that into your own business, I think it's very doable. I want to encourage you. But you're going to have to get stable first, knowing that's a part of the plan, and feel like it's momentum. Like, when I get stable, that's a huge deal. That's a stepping stone. No shame in your game. Don't go anywhere, folks. More of your calls coming up on The Ken Coleman Show. Listen, folks, we talk a lot on the show about making your next career move and taking the next step toward meaningful work. But I know it can be pretty hard to think about taking a step forward when you're stressed out about money in the here and now. Ramsey Plus will show you how to budget every single dollar of your income so you can use it to its full potential, plus so much more. And here's the best part. Right now, you can try Ramsey Plus for 30 days completely free. If you're in and you want to start Ramsey Plus for free, text Ken Plus to 33789. Welcome back, America, the show that is dedicated to helping you become the real you, the you that the world needs to see. Not somebody else's version of you, not the lie of fear and doubt version of you, not the beaten down version of you. So many people dealing with so many things. these voices, these limiting beliefs in your head, the limiting belief of fear. It says you don't have any way possible to get where you want to go without financial failure. That's a lie. The fear that says people are going to make fun of you. People are going to say, what is wrong with you? You've lost your mind. They're not going to accept your decision. The doubt of, I don't have what it takes. I know what I want to do. At one point or some points, I believe I can and should do it, but most of the time I don't have it. And I'm delusional. That's doubt. Pride, which says, I don't need any help. I don't want any help. I'm not going to ask for any help. If I can't do it on my own, I'm not going to do it at all. Well, newsflash to those of you overwhelmed by pride. There's no man or woman on the planet who's been successful that's done it on their own. So get over yourself. 844-747-2577 is the number. Let's go to Abby, who's on the line in Meredith, New Hampshire. Abby, you're on the Ken Coleman Show.
Hi, Ken. Thank you for having me on.
Oh, I'm thrilled to have you on. How can I help today?
Okay. I am a little nervous, but
that's okay.
I've been listening to you for a while, and I think I'm in the discovery stage.
Okay.
But I'm having a hard time like getting out of my own head. And I know I'm dealing with a bit of a self-doubt when it comes to identifying my top talents.
Okay.
Well,
that's why I'm here.
Hard on that.
That's okay. Listen, I want you for the next few minutes, and I know you're nervous, but you've listened to me enough that you trusted to call me today. So I want you to just blurt stuff out and not worry about how it sounds or if it's the right answer, and then let me see if I can find a pattern. Is that fair?
Yes.
All right.
Sounds good.
So what are you struggling with identifying? Talents, passion, or both?
I would say more talent.
All right. So let's start with passion. Let's go to the stuff that you feel confident about. So what would you describe as the work or the type of functions, roles that when you are engaged in these functions or in a role like this, you just feel alive? Time can disappear and it's just, you get lost in it. What do we got for that?
I think it's a couple different things. For me, it's like from drawing to graphic design and with working one-on-one with people. I also teach horseback riding lessons on the side, so mm-hmm. that's like another thing mm-hmm. where I could just spend the whole day at. But yeah, just that creative edge of like drawing or designing things.
Yeah, tell me about that. I've got a kid who's really good at drawing. So my 13-year-old son, Ty, he can watch a Disney animator on YouTube draw something, and he's describing what he's doing, and my son can follow along and draw it. And I would do a stick figure. So I'm just curious, what did young Abby first start drawing? Tell me what you draw right now. What is it?
I used to draw, I drew a lot more in high school. I thought I was going to do architecture. And I would draw horses and bikes and anything in nature. Now I draw mostly like landscapes when I have time. And I actually rather like have something to look at that's still and then draw it. I don't know if I could do what your son does.
Yeah, no, I know. It's crazy talented and he doesn't think he's good at it. And I'm like, son, that's a talent. And so I don't know if you, and what do people compliment you on? Like when you were in high school and you're drawing this stuff, what would people say when they would see your stuff?
They were just really impressed by the drawings. Nowadays I've used more like Photoshop or Canva, which is like a design online.
Yeah.
And I've made invitations and
what do people say when they see that?
Kind of stuff like that.
What are people telling you?
They're always really impressed.
Okay, stop. Stop the show. We got to pause the show. Abby, you just started the phone call by saying, Ken, I'm really struggling with self-doubt and I'm having a hard time identifying talents. So I decided to get you talking about passions. And you had no problem. You've just been overflowing with just nothing but pure joy. That's all I've heard out of you. I've not heard Doubtful Abby. I know Doubtful Abby exists because you told me she does. But I'm not talking to Doubtful Abby because I don't know if you just heard what you said. And I wasn't trying to trick you. I just talked to you. But you just told me that when you were in high school, people were really, really impressed with everything that you drew. And you told me that now you started doing stuff on Photoshop and doing invitations and all kinds of graphic design, and people are really impressed. So what we have now found out, Abby, is that you're actually really good at drawing and creating visual things. Yes or no?
Yes.
So that's what you're really talented at, seeing things that other people can't see. I'm also curious if the passion for working one-on-one with people, how does that manifest itself outside of the horse riding lessons? Do you love hearing somebody going, hey, Abby, I kind of want this, I want my invitation to look this way. Do you like listening to what they want, and because you begin to envision it? Is that what you like about the one-on-one?
Yeah, well, I've worked more one-on-one with people in, like, customer roles, or, different, not just for design or anything, more like sales or
Why do you like working one-on-one? Tell me.
Well, I think I can get more comfortable with that person and form a better connection with them when it's one-on-one versus working with people in a group.
Okay, pause.
On a team.
Pause. Okay. So that's a passion.
Yep.
You really like working one-on-one with people, to the point that you mentioned it as a passion.
Yeah.
Have people ever told you that you're a really good listener, or that you're really good at connecting?
Yeah, I think that's something I would identify as a great listener.
Ding, ding, ding. There's another talent, Abby. We've got all kinds of great stuff to work with here. So okay. So your purpose sentence, Abby, is gonna start like this. I, Abby, am going to use my talents of creativity, drawing, let's call it artistic ability, and the ability to connect with others to create visual products that make people's lives better. Now, that's just me. That's just me making it up from very high level. Mm-hmm. How does that sentence sound to you?
Sounds awesome.
Yeah. So now you get to take that version I just gave you, and you get to keep working on it. Every day I want you to write a version of what I just said. Now the talent side's not going to change. The passion one, where I said something to the effect of to create visual products that make people's lives better or help their companies or whatever. Mm-hmm. That right there is the part that gets super specific.
Okay. And I think I have that.
Tell me, what is it? If I can give it to you right now, what is it?
I think it would be working for a company that either does nature conservation or sustainability or eco-friendly products.
Yeah.
Something in that realm.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. Yeah. Because that's so folks, I want you to hear this. Abby, that kind of company is where you want to be because of the results of what they do. The work they do matters deeply to you. There's a personal connection to you. That's where values comes in, correct?
Yeah.
See, that's work that matters. Abby, you're like the perfect caller today because it's just beautiful as we watched you walk through doubt. And I appreciate you letting your heart speak. You have nothing to doubt anymore. I'm just going to tell you, Abby, I want you to hear me. I want you to hear me loud and clear. No more excuses for you. No more doubting. Because we just walked through the basic breakdown of every human being. And you have the talent. And you have the passion. You were created to do the work that you want to do. And the results that you want to come out of your work, those matter. So go do it. And by the way, one little last period on this. Keep helping people learn how to ride a horse. You know, you can have a passionate career, a purposeful career, and still do things on the side that are also in your sweet spot. And you teaching one-on-one riding lessons, that's also in your sweet spot. That's just hobby level. I love it. Now go. Don't move. More of your calls just around the corner. Hey folks, Ken Coleman here with you. When it comes to looking for a job, most people would probably agree that the whole experience is not fun. But it doesn't have to be this way. ZipRecruiter gets it. In fact, they've actually figured out ways to make the job search process better and easier. And candidates who are invited to apply on ZipRecruiter are nearly 3 times as likely to get hired. So what are you waiting for? Sign up for free today at ZipRecruiter.com/Ken. That's ZipRecruiter.com/Ken. It's absolutely free. Put ZipRecruiter to work for you. Welcome back, America. You're listening to The Ken Coleman Show, a show dedicated to you, helping you become the best version of you. In other words, we know you were created to fill a unique role. We're here to help you figure it out and then get there so that you can be who you were created to be, because somebody out there needs you to be you. This is how we live a life of purpose. And by the way, it's possible. The American dream is really the dream, the human dream. We all long for opportunity. Opportunity to be who we know we are. And all of us have faced some type of hurdle. Everybody's got a different story, different situation, different path, different timeline. But I'm here to tell you, folks, you can live your dream. You can do work you love and make plenty of money. I promise. So if you're new to the show, kick the tires, listen in. You're going to hear real men and women having honest and vulnerable conversations every day. And if you feel that heart start to beat a little faster while you're listening, chest gets a little tight, palms get a little sweaty, that's your sign that you need to call in. And we're here for you. 844-747-2577. Let's go to Ocala, Florida, where Charlene is on the line. Charlene, you're on the Ken Coleman Show.
Hello, Ken. How are you today?
Well, I'm in my sweet spot, Charlene, so I cannot complain. How are you?
I'm trying to get there.
All right. Let's help you out. What's going on?
I want to be a racehorse trainer. I've done it a little bit here and there with my own horses. My system works. I won my first horse, won his first race out, which not been done before. Maybe it's been done, but anyway, I got written up in the Daily Racing Form for that, mm-hmm. which is kind of the New York Times of the racing industry. But right now, I'm a truck driver out on the road.
Okay.
So, you can't train a racehorse when you're never home.
That's right.
And, I'm doing it because it's a skill that I had and, I got to pay the bills.
Yeah, absolutely.
I've also been a paramedic. I was a paramedic for 20 years. So my two loves are horses and medicine.
Mm-hmm.
And, like I said, right now I'm a truck driver.
Yeah, so you want to know what does the path look like to where I can be more involved with training horses and or medicine? Which one of those two do you really want to spend most of your time on if I can get you out of that truck? Which, by the way, we can. Which one do you really want to spend your time on?
Ever since I was 12 years old, I wanted to raise and train racehorses for a living.
Good. All right. How old are you now?
52.
Okay. Well, let me start with something. I hear it in your voice. I hear the emotion.
Yeah.
And you need to know that you can make this happen. You need to have confidence today that this can happen. Do you believe that it can happen, Charlene?
Yes, I do.
Good.
I just don't know how to do it.
I'm going to help you with that. But we got to start with that you believe it can happen. That's where all of this is going to come out of. You absolutely have got to believe that. So, how much do you make as a truck driver?
This year I'm probably going to make right around $60,000.
Okay, $60,000. One of the things we need to do practically is think through, how do we get you out of the truck making $60,000? That's where we start. Because once we get you out of the truck and you're not on the road all the time, then we're now looking at how do we have spare time into this equation. And so that's weekends, maybe some evenings, to where you're back in the horse game. This is where we start. Small steps that are very purposeful. So as a paramedic, let me just ask this question. If you got back into being a paramedic, would you have some part-time in your schedule to where you could get back in the horse space, or would that be too much?
No, I mean, the schedules of most paramedics, usually you work 24 on and you have 48 off.
Mm-hmm.
The problem is in where I live, which is a very big horse area, doesn't pay anywhere close to $60,000,
right?
About half that.
As a paramedic.
Right.
I understand that. Okay, so now we have to look at what can we get you into with your skill set that will get you close to 60. Are you just a single income, double income? What's your status?
No, I'm single. I'm not married.
Okay. So you have do you have any debt at all?
Yes, I do.
How much?
Well, the problem is none of it's current. It's all old debt, but about $20,000.
Okay, $20,000. Are you currently working a Dave Ramsey plan, the baby steps? Are you working to knock that out? And if you are, when do you think you're going to have that done?
Well, I'm not working the baby steps at the moment because I'm trying to get my mess, you know, like cleaned up, you know, as far as current. And that's where I'm at right now, is trying to get to being current. And, you know, so I don't know when I'm going to have it.
Okay. So when you say current mess, I need to understand what you're dealing with. Are we talking about just paying bills?
No, I can pay my bills, you know, on what I'm making. Now, the problem is that I lost my job last year after I was involved in a not-at-fault accident, but I was driving my own truck. And anyway, so it took me a little bit to find a job. And anyway, so I got really behind.
Oh, I see. So you're now rocking and rolling with driving the truck.
Yeah.
All right. So let's talk about what you could do on weekends. Are you just doing a 5 or 6 day trek in the truck? What's that look like for you on a average week?
Well, I left home last Friday. Yeah, I left home last Friday, and I won't be home until probably next Monday.
Okay, so is it always?
Possibly not longer than that. It varies. It totally varies. I could be gone for a day or two,
right?
And I could be gone for 2 weeks.
Right. Okay, so here's what you have to start looking for. This is all about discovery, and you can do this. Now that I know your situation, you're going to have to be patient. And this current job right now is getting you back on your feet. So you've got to use this as a base to jump from. So here's what I want you to do. First things first, when you have downtime, and this trucking thing, when you have some opportunity on weekends or nights, you need to be in some fashion involved with horses. Even if you're just helping clean out stables or you're just getting back in that industry, you've got to get back in that space. And it's all about relationships, Charlene, right now. You just got to be rubbing shoulders with people in the horse business. That means you're willing to do anything it takes. I know what I'm talking about because when I first got into radio, I was working as an intern as a 31-year-old, 3 hours a day, 3 days a week, answering screening calls and all kinds of stuff. So you just need to get in that space. Whatever time you can, you get there. Second thing, you need to start looking for roles like maybe driving locally for another company. Or do you try to make the move to UPS or something like that? This is all interim stuff. But you've got to replace the $60,000 with either another full-time job. Okay, or can you do two jobs to get to 60? So I'm wondering, can you get in the horse business and make 30? And can you do another job where you're making 30? We got two part-time jobs. You have to look at all these scenarios. It's not complicated, but it's all about the incremental path forward. So if you start to get into the horse business again on some part-time level, that extra money you make, even if it's 15 hours a week, or 20 hours on the weekend. As passionate as you are about horses, and the fact that you're single and no one else is relying on you, you can do this. It's the proximity principle. In order to do what I want to do, I've got to be around people who are doing it and in places where it is happening. That will lead to more opportunities. But you can drive a truck, which means you can drive locally and get off of that semi-truck schedule, which gives you zero time during the week or when you're out on the road. So that's your steps forward. And as you begin to do that, you eventually will find a way to replace your income where you're driving or doing something that you're very, very good at. And your passion is continually being fed by the fact that you're back in the horse industry part time. And you'll eventually get there. But you have to stay the course and you have to step out very purposefully. So those are your steps. That's your homework. Thanks for the call, Charlene. 844-747-2577. Coming up, we'll take more of your calls. Today may be your day to get the clarity you need to confidently step out and fill your purpose. This is The Ken Coleman Show.
Welcome back, America. This is where you go to get clarity and confidence so that you can courageously step out onto the path that you were created to walk on. The world needs you to be you. Stop trying to be somebody else. You want to know why you're stuck, confused, scared? Well, let's name it. I'm here for you. I'm your coach. I'll walk alongside of you because I know that you have the answers. You just got to put me to the test, dig them out of you, and let's uncover your heart. Because when we begin to discover what our heart is telling us, then we realize what it is, why it is, and then let's figure out how to make your why a reality. Why am I here? This is the age-old question. This is what we are helping you with. Nobody else is doing this on talk radio, folks. And by the way, you need to stop looking to Washington, D.C., by the way. Just dial in the Ken Coleman Show, and we'll help you be immune to all that junk. 844-747-2577. Let's go to Matt, who's on the line in Greenville, South Carolina. Matt, you're on the Ken Coleman Show.
Hey, Ken, how are you doing?
I'm living the dream, Matt. How are you?
Awesome. Doing wonderful. Well, I'm currently unemployed right now. I have been for the last 2 months. And right now, I've got a couple of job offers that I have a tough time dealing with. And I just need some guidance as to how to go from here.
Okay. Give me the two job offers. Let's call them job one and job two so I can keep track.
Okay, job one is a former employer that I'm getting back with, basically just to kind of, to keep the bills going at the, paid at the house. And it's a familiar environment. It wouldn't take, it wouldn't be training, wouldn't have to do with training. I could jump in and plug in real quickly, and it's in fast food. Job two is with a logistics company, and I have done, warehousing in the past. I did it for about 5 years back when I was in graduate school and then for the first 3 years out, that I finished college. But again, and I've researched the company, and again, it's a very good company, and I would be getting paid more there than I would be getting paid with job one. But my end goal is I want to be a financial coach or financial advisor. That's my passion. That's what I really would love to do one day. And I'm trying to figure out which is going to be help me and my family out to put me there in the best way possible.
Well, it's really simple. It's job two. It's more money. It's a good company. You've already done the research. Good company. You have some experience in this space. So you might have to do some training, but who cares? Because this is going to take you some time to become a financial coach. This is going to take some time. So in that time that you've got to learn what you need to learn, I will equate your story to my story. I knew that I wanted to be a broadcaster, but I knew I had a lot to learn and a lot of connections to make and a lot of practicing and performing. It was going to take a while. And,
right.
And by the way, you can become a financial coach faster than I became a national broadcaster. So you can do this, but you can't be a financial coach if you're broke.
And right.
You need a job. And so I had a company. I started my own company, and it was successful enough that it took care of our bills. We didn't have to worry. So job two is the answer because it's a good company. You've got experience in it, and you're going to make more money than the fast food environment. So job two.
Okay. Well, my question is that I have to let the leader at job one know today, at the end of the day today, and I don't get an official offer from job number two until Monday. That's why I have this dilemma right now.
Well, do you know that you're getting the job offer from job two?
Not really, no.
Okay, so you said you had a job offer, so now you're telling me you don't. So you're putting me in a situation where I was thinking you had two offers on the table. What you have is one.
Yes, sir, that's correct. I'm sorry.
Do you understand? I mean, that's a different scenario.
Right, no,
How much money would you make in job one? What do you think the offer is going to be?
Probably somewhere between 13 and 14 an hour.
Okay, and what is the other one going to be? Ballpark.
32,000 a year.
Yeah, I'd hold off. What's your confidence level on a scale of 1 to 10? 1 being no hope, 10 being for sure that you're going to get a job two offer.
Probably around a 7.
Yeah, I would wait. I would wait for job two on Monday, because you can replace $13 to $14 an hour in this economy. Do you realize how hot this economy is right now? There are more jobs that are available than there are people who are unemployed. In Greenville, South Carolina, I am not worried at all about you getting a job short term, 6 months, 3 months, whatever, getting paid $14 an hour. Are you kidding me? So you shouldn't even be unemployed right now. I'm just telling you, I'm not trying to be unkind.
No, I understand.
But if you need to make $14 an hour, you should have been making $14 an hour 6 weeks ago. I would give you a 2 week grace period to find a job. But making $14 an hour, if that's what you got to pull in minimum, you should be getting that now. So I'm not worried about the fast food thing going away. You need the $32,000 thing, probably got some benefits. That's where you need to be. That's where you need to be.
Okay.
All right, my man. I appreciate the call.
Thank you very much.
Yeah, absolutely. Folks, I'm going to tell you something. It is important that you understand that the dream job is a dream for a reason. It is high up the mountaintop. It is at the top. It is Mount Everest. That's why I use that analogy. You are going to have to do some things that you have to do in order to be able to do what you want to do. So do what you have to do. And understand what I'm saying. That it is going to take time for you to get qualified, for you to earn the opportunity to step into work that really, really matters to you. Now, the time is different for everybody. Okay, there are some fast forward stories. They're few and far between. But go get work. Take care of your basics. Take care of the stress and anxiety. And then keep looking. John is on the line in Phoenix, Arizona. John, you're on the Ken Coleman Show.
Hey, Ken. Thanks for taking my call and talking to me today.
Sure. How can I help?
Well, the brief synopsis of my question here is I'm currently living, obviously, in Phoenix, but I lived in Nashville for many years before I moved out here. So, and I still keep in contact with my friends and acquaintances out there, and I'm actually looking and wanting to move back to Nashville.
Okay.
And right now I'm working through the baby steps. I'm in baby step two, but I am fairly mobile, I guess you could say. I don't have any kids, so, and I'm not married, so it would just be me making the move. My main question is, would it be wiser to go out there and to move to Nashville and use my network to land something when I get out there, or should I wait to maybe have something firm in hand before I move out there?
Well, what's your financial situation? If you didn't have something firm and you moved out here with a speculation that you're going to land something, because you will, can you handle that financially?
That's a good question.
The answer is no. Yeah, if you took that long, the answer is no. That's an automatic, yeah, no problem, Ken. I could move out here. So the good news is, so the answer to your question is no, I don't want you to move to Nashville until you have a job. Okay? Now, the good news is that I didn't say you couldn't come out here and visit and stay with some friends and sleep on their couch or whatever the situation is, depending on how good a friend they are. But if I had good friends in Nashville and I was you, I would be saying, hey, can I come out there, take a couple vacation days, and come out here and stay with some friends so you're not, you know, doing it pretty darn cheap, and you're out here doing interviews. So you can apply and use those relationships to apply at places where these friends know people, and they're taking your resume in for you, saying, hey, let me tell you about my friend John. He's out in Phoenix, lived here before, wants to come back. And you know what I'm saying? So you use that network and that base to get you some job interviews, and you come out here for that. And so this is a no-brainer. This won't be difficult for you at all. Our time is almost up, but before I let you go, you matter and you do have what it takes. Thank you for joining the conversation. Until next time, this is the Ken Coleman Show. Press on.
Thanks for listening to the Ken Coleman Show. For more, you can find the show on demand wherever you listen to podcasts and watch the show on YouTube. You can also find Ken across all social media by following at Ken Coleman.
Hey, folks, I want you to check out our other Ramsey Network podcasts like The Christy Wright Show.
Hey, y'all, I'm Christy Wright. You know, it's so easy to feel stuck. You live life just going through the motions, doing dishes, doing laundry, carpool lines, and a whole list of commitments that bring you no joy. We say yes to what everyone expects of us, and we have no energy or time for what we want. And let's be honest, most of the time, we don't even know what we want. Why do we live like that? God certainly never called us to. You know, I believe that the life God has for us is bigger and more amazing than any of us realize. That's why I want you to check out The Christy Wright Show. Every week, we will fire you up to break through what's holding you back and inspire you to create a life you love and are proud of. Each episode will help you build confidence in yourself and the God that created you.
Subscribe to The Christy Wright Show wherever you listen to podcasts.